Hey everyone, welcome back to the Owners Meetings. We found Ian Rappaport, who is a veteran of Owners Meetings, at Rapsheet on Twitter. This is our first Owners Meetings. Can you believe VEN got into the Owners Meetings?
I cannot. I'm a little surprised. You got to register and get credentials and everything. I'm surprised they gave them out. What do you think so far?
Impressive. I mean, the facilities are impressive. The information is flowing, and we get to catch up with our buddies like you. I don't know if you consider us a buddy, but we consider you a buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tangentially a little bit. Good. Yeah, sort of, sure.
We'll take that. Tangentially is a good first step. I don't know, you're tweeting about and reporting on Ndamukong Suh. That doesn't really concern us. I don't think we're in the market for him because we got Sheldon Richardson. Yeah. You tweeted the Browns signed a quarterback. You've been on that. You know, I haven't really been on much Vikings news lately, but you are wearing a purple tie. So
I am wearing a purple tie. Obviously, I wore it just for you guys. I mean, there doesn't need to be much Vikings news because you signed a quarterback. Yeah. You know, we spent a lot of time in the offseason talking about Kirk Cousins and, you know, what's it going to be and are they going to get him and what's the contract going to be? And I was, you know, sounded like a done deal as soon as he walked in the door. And you know, it was a big story and it was interesting. But I feel like the Vikings kind of had it the whole way, you know, and the contract's good. It's a lot, but it's responsible. It's structured nicely. So it's not going to kill the salary cap, for instance. You know, I think that was, you know, a lot of teams view that as the missing piece. Not that the Vikings even needed much more than they had last year, but if it's a little more, I think that will help. And, you know, getting someone like Sheldon Richardson, it's interesting because, like, it's a big signing. It's not, you know, it's not nothing. It's like $8 million around for money-wise. But it actually takes the place of Sharif Floyd, who was making that anyway, but unfortunately for him, wasn't on the field last year. Those are two pretty good signings.
Yeah, and when you look at the Vikings defense and adding a piece like Sheldon Richardson, I mean, you never want to do the same thing over and over again. You want to switch things up a little bit, and maybe Richardson allows Mike Zimmer to do that up front.
Yeah, and I mean, really, he's just a really good player. You know, he when he's really good, and part of the thing with joining the Vikings defense is, like, there's not enough attention to go around. So, like, who are you going to spend your sort of blocking capital on? You need to make sure Anthony Barr doesn't get to the quarterback. Okay, wait, you can do that. Or Hunter or, you know, Griffin. I mean, whoever. Yeah. It's like, where are you going to send your blockers? Because there's only so many. Yeah. And I think that's why, you know, Sheldon's such a good, like, I don't know what his stats are going to be. They weren't great last year in Seattle, but he played really well.
Yeah.
And I would expect him to be the same this year, where he just plays well, and whether he gets the stats or a teammate is, he's still going to be wreaking havoc on the offensive line.
Yeah, we were talking to your colleague Tom Pelissero earlier today. You can follow.
Managed to book that one, huh?
Yeah, we did. We did book that one.
Busy man. He's a busy man.
Well, he's good to us, you know, just like you are.
Yeah, hometown guy. I got you.
But you guys have been all over the NFC North stuff. I mean, lots of changes and news in the NFC North. Lions new head coach, Bears new head coach, Bears offensive weapons that they've added. Going to be a fun division, don't you think, in 2018?
I mean, it depends what you're looking for.
Looking for a division championship.
And it's going to be tough.
Okay.
I mean, I think the Vikings are in good position, but, you know, I don't know if it's going to be the best division in football, but it's going to be in the mix. Yeah. Just, you know, not that it's ever easy, but, like, I think the Vikings got better. I think the Lions got better. Packers probably as well. Bears certainly did. I mean, it's tough, man. Yeah. Like, everyone could be better, and it could be completely flipped. The Vikings could miss out, or they could win the division, or it's going to be very, very difficult.
Last thing, do you think everyone's going to like the new catch rule?
I think they will. It's going to be weird because you're going to see common sense catches that we're not going to debate on Twitter anymore, and it'll be odd. There'll be more fumbles, which I think will probably take some getting used to. I'll be curious to see if it's still debated or if everyone's like, all right, fixed it. We're good. Let's move on to the next hot button topic.
Yeah. All right, man. You're busy, and you always take time for us, and we appreciate it. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.